It is time for Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. The time is 12:01, and you are listening to KKRN. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain, and I want to thank you for allowing us to share your, well, lunch hour or whatever hour it is for you. And KKRN, we're a community radio station, and I am just pleased as can be to let you know that today, if you tuned in, you get a little Christmas treat today, as we have three of our local musicians from Shasta County that are up here on the KKRN Round Mountain Studio. And joining me today is Eddie Sadler, Demetra Jones, and Mark Freese. And they're in here today to share some of their music talents, as well as let us know what's happening here in the community, an event that they're sponsoring, co-hosting, I guess I should say, is co-hosting, and we're going to learn all about that. But you hear Mr. Eddie Sadler on the guitar in the background. I think Eddie's itching to bang that box, so we're going to let him take off on it. And hey, thank you all for coming on up here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Eddie. Take it, brother.
Wake up on the wrong end of a warm gun, and you find yourself reaching in to a slow burn. Oh, there's a light. It's crippled. Yeah, it's crippled. And there's a sun. It's timeless. Yeah, timeless. All he wants to do is kiss the breeze in a song. Feeling all feeling and riding all wrongs. All he wants to do is fly. But you're falling off again. Shut them down when you're his only friend and you're not around. He's feeling the feeling, a hard, hard rock emotion. So if you're bound by your story, what's been done and who's to blame? Or if you're bound for glory, you got to meet him just the same. And oh, there's a light. It's crippled. Yeah, crippled. And there's a sun. It's timeless. Yeah, timeless. All he wants to do is kiss the breeze in a song. Feeling all feeling and riding all wrongs. All he wants to do is fly. But you're falling off again. You're shutting him down when you're his only friend. You're not around. Feeling the feeling, a hard, hard rock emotion. It's feeling the feeling, a hard, hard rock emotion.
Okay, and that was Mr. Eddie Sadler of Cold Sweat. And yeah, Eddie's got a powerful voice. And Eddie, are you the front man for Cold Sweat? You're the one that stands out front and introduces and keeps the band all in line.
There are two of us, but I'm 50% of a frontman, Cold Sweat.
All right. And also Demetri Jones was there in the background. And and they're here today to talk about an event that's going to be taking place next week, which is called the, well, how about if I let Demetri tell us about it?
So this is actually Eddie's brainchild. It's Acoustic Fireside Sessions, and it's a showcase of our local talent, a bunch of our local talent, in kind of in a way that you haven't seen them before. So a lot of the people that are playing in this, you know, we have rock bands or rock blues bands, a rock and country band, and then it's just like a little more intimate look at, you know, the musicians themselves, what they do, their journey. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think especially for, you know, people that know us and have seen us in doing these other ventures, you know, ventures and projects.
Totally, yeah.
Right, and that would be a lot of people. As you folks have been out there for a while and hit the circuit pretty heavy.
Totally.
And, yeah.
We've all kind of done a few different projects over the last few years, and we're in a place right now that I think that this particular event's going to get quite a bit of attention. It's the goal is to make it a series. We have a few other dates booked, so each one is going to have a different theme. But the Fireside Sessions is like a intimate storytellers type look. So we'll talk about the song, why it's special to us. And this particular theme is that we're all front people in local regional bands. So.
Right, and like Demetra said, you guys are kind of doing a little different gig than you usually do by going from rock and roll with the band to your acoustic thing, which I think is very cool, showing that your diversity and it gets to kind of focus on you as individual musicians, which is very cool. And so this event is going to be taking place at the Vintage Wine Bar, and that's going to be the 29th, a week from now, next Friday, and it takes place from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Are folks going to need to get tickets for that?
Folks are not, but I would suggest that you show up early. Yeah. Really, really early, because there's not tickets for it.
Yeah, and I'm going to read a little blurb that was put up on the Facebook page. It just really, I think, spells out what this event is about. It says that the Vintage is excited to present this inaugural celebration of homegrown music hosted by Eddie Sadler. In this intimate fireside performance, you'll have a unique opportunity to catch some of our best local talent like you've never seen them before. This acoustic event features a killer lineup from four exceptionally talented local bands who will take you on a soulful musical journey. Enlivening beats, soaring vocals, stunning arrangements layered with harmony, percussion, and toe-tapping guitar rhythm. Telling tales of love, life, laughter, and loss. That's the whole makeup of a singer-songwriter, isn't it?
That sounds amazing.
That was put together by Demetra, and I think that's one of the...
Demetra has been at the forefront of marketing this whole event. She's put in all the work.
And
she drove us here today. So
there's that.
So you have a designated driver for the ride home.
Yes, that's right.
All right, and thanks for braving that 299 corridor coming up here on the mountain.
That's beautiful.
This Fireside Acoustic Sessions. Once again, it's going to be next Friday, December 29th at 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And as Eddie says, you might want to show up early. I know you're going to want to show up early. So, Eddie, you started the program today with a little song. Why don't you give us a little background about that song? That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. It's a song that I wrote in a couple different pieces years ago, but you really have to come to the event to find out more about that particular song.
Oh, there it is. There's the song.
But I didn't know what I was going to play. It's just the thing I played when I held the guitar today.
He does that.
Yeah, I do that.
Just say, hey, we love that off-the-cuff stuff. You know, that's where some of the most creative talent comes in, I think, is that off-the-cuff stuff. Yeah.
That's fun.
Thanks for sharing that, Eddie.
Yeah, totally.
That was awesome. Do you guys want to do another song?
Sure.
I think Mark and Demetra are going to play a song for us.
Oh, all right then, yeah. So, let me just let, in case somebody just tuned in, you're listening to Local Motion Machine on KKRN Radio, and you're going to be listening to Demetri Jones, Mark Friis, both of Stonehearts, but here in the KKRN studio, doing a little personal duet for you. And Eddie, I think you're going to be backing them up on guitar as well.
I think I have no idea what they're going to play.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sure you'll jump in somewhere, huh? And Mark on the guitar and Demetra on vocals.
Absolutely, and this is a secret song about secret things, so.
Is it called Hush? That was absolutely beautiful, Demetra. Gosh, your voice is haunting. Yeah, have you ever had vocal training, or is it just something that you did?
I have off and on since I started college, basically. I started singing at an early age as soon as I could, basically as soon as I could talk. I was annoying everybody by singing everything that I heard on the radio. And almost got kicked off the school bus when I went to Lutheran school for singing Charlie Daniels' Devil Went Down to Georgia at the top of my lungs.
Going to Lutheran school.
Yeah.
All right, that's, yeah, right.
Hey, I was just proud I knew the words. It's a tough song.
It is, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And, Eddie, how about you? What's your musical background?
Oh, I've been writing songs and playing songs for people, wherever they would hear me, since I was a little kid.
Yeah. Did you have musical influence in your family?
Well, not as much as you might. My dad was like a the guy in event lighting for a long time while I was a kid. So I followed him around, stood on the side of the stage, and watched all my heroes play music. So.
Oh, awesome. That's a great way to grow up. And you got kind of a little gig going on that's similar to that yourself, don't you?
Yeah. I'm trying to use all of that. I'm doing, we started a business. It's called Save Sadler Audio, Visual, and Entertainment. We do all that same stuff. Yeah,
and I was actually looking on your webpage, and I was really impressed by some of that stuff you're talking about. You've been... doing some of the bigger venues around here. And,
sure, we're working on some stuff. And
Are you hiring?
We always need lots of help per event.
I'm thinking about branching out here.
Eddie's amazing. He makes us all look good.
Yes.
I just bring out their features, their natural features. You know?
Yeah. And so how many people are in your group Cold Sweat?
Well, it varies, but there are seven of us that
seven
are full-time
regulars,
members.
Yeah. Right, and what do you got? Some other gigs coming up with the group?
Well, we're going to play tonight. It's going to be our final gig with one of our founding members, our guitar player, Mr. Andres Acuna.
Oh.
So we are doing a benefit at the Dip for the Salvation Army tonight.
Oh, awesome!
And it's going to be a fun thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and those last going away parties can be pretty fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be emotional. Yeah. It'll be good stuff.
Yeah, right. So, Demetra, you and Mark are both in Stone Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. And how long have you two been in this group? Demetra, you were with the Lindsay Thomas band?
They both been around. Don't let them fool you.
Hey,
you know.
In a good
like
way,
that.
Huh? Yeah.
In a good way, musically.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, those guys I've known for years, and Uncle Jerry, the drummer, he's actually my best friend from high school's uncle. So whenever Lindsay got ill and couldn't sing anymore, they asked me to come and start singing with them, and they're great, and they're just fun, and it's like family. So so that's been fantastic. And as a matter of fact, our last gig together is going to be on New Year's Eve at the American Legion in Shasta Lake City. But Mark has been playing for the last several years in a touring Doors tribute band.
Yes, Mojo Child for the last 7 years.
And that is a very popular event, our venue that I know people truly enjoy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Especially all those old geezers from the 60s and 70s. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I can say that, huh? And and also, Demetra, I saw on the Facebook page that you got another little venue going on with a couple of other beautiful ladies, Jane Love and
and
Diana Wallace
from the Pine Dogs. Yeah, she said to say hi, by the way.
Oh, hey, hi. Merry Christmas to the Wallaces. Yeah,
they're
great.
They're fantastic. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Eddie's sitting in with them for New Year's.
Yeah, we're all just one big happy family.
That's right.
Community.
That's how that seems to be the music community here. They, all the branches are stretch out, and they cross different genres and help each other out. That's what's really neat about some of the talent up here in Shasta County.
I totally agree.
A bunch of great musicians here, and a great little family.
Absolutely. It's a great family. It's a great group of friends, and not only do we like to play music together, but we just like to hang out with each other because it's just awesome.
This is what we do.
Yeah, we're lucky. It's what we do.
What a tough gig, huh? Hanging out with friends, doing things you love.
<It's rough.
laughs> Is anybody making money at this?
Well, I don't know. What's that?
Yeah, I was being a little silly. I know, the starving musician thing.
We'll get our check on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie, I know you've been playing up here at the Pit River Casino, too, here off and on lately.
Yeah, I think we've all done some weekends up at Pit River. Mm-hmm. We just did one a couple weekends ago. It's a lot of fun. It's always fun at Pit River.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know they always like having you up here. So, the new year coming right around the corner. You guys are going to be doing this pre-Christmas gig there at the Vintage Wine Bar on the 29th.
Post-Christmas.
Post 29th. That is, yeah. Gosh.
Pre-New Year's.
That's pre-New Year's. There you go. Mm-hmm. And also the New Year's gig, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who else is going to be at that Vintage, at the Acoustic Fireside Sessions?
Good question.
So, you can say it.
So there are a few folks in at this gig who are, you know, from some of our favorite bands in town. That's why we picked them. We have Spencer Stutzman of the Dipshits. They're the house band at the Dip, and he's.
Can you say that on the radio?
We already did.
Yeah, it's history.
Too late now, and it's recorded.
It's one word, and
It's one word. That's right, Eddie.
That's right. And he's full of energy. He's a great songwriter. Mm-hmm. A little more different than the other folks on the panel, which I really love. I think he might be, although he's not much younger than me, I think he's the youngest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Mr. J.D. Silva, who is in Cold Sweat. He's a drummer of Cold Sweat. And he's also a singer-songwriter in his own right. And he's also in California Country, whose frontman, Mr. Mike Brown, is going to anchor our little group. So.
Yeah, Mike, he's a very diversified musician. I've played some of his music, and he can play a lot of people's music, and does a fine job on it.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of stuff going on. His voice lends itself to the older country, which I really love. I grew up on that stuff. It's good stuff.
Oh, and speaking of, is Mike still involved with the Blues Society?
He absolutely is.
Speaking of blues, I just had a phone call here while you guys were playing that last song from Leroy Hofer, wanting to wish you all a Merry Christmas, saying he was digging the music.
Nice.
What's up, Leroy? Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Leroy and Michelle.
You're late.
Blues. Yeah. So how about another tune, y'all?
Sure.
We're about not quite halfway through the program, so we got time to get a few more licks in. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine with Eddie Sadler, Dimitri Jones, and Mark Fries.
To a little Eric Clapton song. Body as it's lying on the bed, there's too much confusion going around through my head. It's making me so angry to know that the flame still burns. Flame will always burn. Why can't I get over? When will I ever learn? Oh, love. Face
and I know it's not real. It's just an illusion caused by how I used to feel. And it's making me so angry to know that the flame still burns. Flame will always burn. Why can't I get over? When will I ever learn? Oh, love. Just go on a home.
That was absolutely great, Eddie. You know, and let me see if I can get it right this time. This is a little pre-Christmas taste of the post-Christmas treat.
That's it. That's it.
That will be at the Vintage Wine Bar next Friday the 29th. And it's called the Acoustics Fireside Sessions with some of your favorite local musicians that are going to be highlighting their individual talents, as well as a few music collaborations, which are going to be unique and well worthy getting out of that Lazy Boy on a Friday night and seeing something that's going to be really unique. And yeah, I think this is going to be a much loved affair. Hey, I'm going to take a quick little break and let our listeners know about what's happening here and some of the events in Shasta County, musical wise. Friday, December 22nd, Mr. Jimmy Limo is going to be at the Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista beginning at 6 p.m. That is all ages event. Jake Carter and Adam Ferris are going to be at Armando's Gallery House in Reading starting at 6 p.m. And that is a 21 and over event. Oh, no. That is a family invited event. But Shades of Country at the Shasta Dollar Club in Shasta Lake beginning at 8 p.m. There is your 21 and over event. Al Myers and Tyler Mansfield are going to perform at the Woodside Grill in the Gaia Hotel in Anderson starting at 6 p.m. That's tomorrow, or tonight, yeah, all ages.
Sugar Cane and Company are going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant in Reading beginning at 8 p.m. tonight, all ages. Hey, Cold Sweat and Sky Stricken Affiliates are going to be at the Dip in Reading starting at 8 o'clock tonight. This is a holiday benefit. All door proceeds go to the Salvation Army, 21 and over. High Voltage Band at Three Shasta's Bar and Grill, which is the Red Lion Hotel in Reading, beginning at 9. And the Blackwell Brothers at the Post Office Saloon in Reading, beginning at 8 p.m., 21 and over. Up in Dunsmuir, Allison Skull and Victor Martin going to be playing the Dunsmuir Brewery Works, beginning at 7 p.m., all ages. And at the Best Western Treehouse up there in Mount Chessa, it's going to be Soda Creek at Cooper's Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. That's just a few of the events. And if you didn't catch all those, you can go to anewscafe.com, online news magazine that will clue you in, as well as some of the other local events. And you're listening to, right now, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. And we are a grassroots, listener-supported, all-volunteer radio station. We've been on the air about 6.5 years now, and we're there because of you. Your listening dollars is what keeps us on the air. And if you've taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, I thank you. And if you haven't, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org and click on that Donate tab. And since we are winding up the year, I want to remind everybody that as a nonprofit group, we are a tax deductible on your income tax if you're fortunate enough to itemize. I haven't made that mark yet, but so if you haven't made all your taxable deductions, think of KKRN, won't you please? Okay, back to the real reason we're here is to talk to Demetra and Eddie and Mark about the Acoustic Fireside event next Friday, as well as some of their other local events, some of the things that they're doing. Mark, I forgot to ask if you had singing background, or is that just come along with the growing up with the guitar?
They don't let me have the mic.
Oh, he sings sometimes. So don't let him fool you.
Another humble musician.
Well, yes. And he's a fantastic songwriter. He actually wrote that last song that we did.
He's a great songwriter.
Is that right? Yeah,
yeah. Songwriting's always been the passion for me. Been doing it for over 30 years, and just happy to be in a place where I can play some of these songs and get them out. So
as a young musician, what led you into going into a group that did a Doors tribute? Was that just
well
the history on that?
That came much later. That was just in the last 7 years. Yeah. But early on, I just wanted to get girls. So
that is such a typical.
I decided to teach myself how to play guitar.
How about you, Eddie? You're singing. Did that come along with the guitar playing, or did it,
I wrote songs, and I had a songwriting partner growing up in my childhood. You know, we beat the street together, and we did all of our things together. But he had a beautiful voice, and so I wrote songs. He sang songs. We wrote songs together. He sang them. I wasn't really the singer until I moved out here.
Where'd you come from?
From Austin, Texas.
I've written songs
my whole life, played guitar, arranged things.
Yeah. Did you make the Austin music scene while you were down there?
I did a little bit. Not a whole lot. I was busy doing other things, but it was
very cool. Well, we're glad to have you up here sharing your talents in the Great North State and Shasta County. This is a. I don't know what Texas is like, but I know what it's like up here, and I think you made a good move, Eddie.
I think you're right. You know, Texas is great for some people.
For some.
Some of them might be listening.
That's right. We do have listeners because we stream. We have listeners all around the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have one of our broadcasters, Don Fennell, Lost and Found. He's over in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah.
And he's listening to us now.
Nice. Well, we really appreciate what you do up here, Shane. You guys have an awesome program, and it's great for what you're doing for the local music scene.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys make it look
make it easy for me and make me sound good, so I appreciate you too. So it's a working relationship, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mutually beneficial, and that's great. Well, you know, I know people get to hear me talk all the time, so let's forego that and hear a little bit more of your music. Whatever you choose, whenever you want.
So I could have you. I follow my heart and leave my head to ponder, and deep in this love no man can shake. I follow my heart and leave my mind to wonder, is this love worth the sacrifices I make? 2 weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, $20,000 bail for my lover. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, they dope me up and I'll tell them lies. For my lover, and everybody thinks that I'm the fool, but they don't get any love from you. The things we won't do for love, climb a mountain, never had to. I risk my life so I could have you.
I got lost in that song, Demetra. Boy, that was, the things we do for love, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're both good and bad, and where would singer-songwriters be without that subject?
Yep. That's a Tracy Chapman song.
Is that?
That a lot of people don't
know. Your voice had a Tracy Chapman feel to it there. That was That was very cool.
I was lost too. I didn't know we were done. I thought you were going to take a solo. Like, what?
I had that feeling.
All right, yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane with Eddie Demetra and Mark Fries, and we're sitting up here in the KKRN studios in Round Mountain. Oh, Mr. Craig Boyer's in the studio, too. He's sitting there quietly enjoying getting some of the best entertainment in Shasta County right here in the Round Mountain KKRN studio. And I just remind our listeners that, KKRN, we're here because of you. Your listening dollars make this kind of music available to you. I don't think there's anybody else up here in Shasta County that's highlighting the original, the local musicians and the local craftsmen. We have some, I think we got 12 to 14 local broadcasters, and we got about a half a dozen more that are in training. So, this is a community radio station, and that's what we're all about. So I want to thank everybody that's made it possible out there. And, gosh, another year is going to be turning the corner here real soon. And what a year it's been, huh, man? I tell you, there's been more events happening up here in Shasta County and in our nation. And so that's what's nice about local music. It gives you an opportunity to escape the madness and get in back down to what it is to be a human being, just the music, the soul of it. And you guys got a lot of soul. For such a young age group, I don't know. I'm real bad about guessing ages. I think everybody's 25, but including myself. Nice. Yeah. And they did come up here. This group of fine musicians came up to talk about and let our listeners know about the fireside, the acoustic fire sessions. It's hosted by Mr. Eddie Sadler. And it's taking place Friday, December 29th, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Vintage Wine Bar there in downtown Reading. And the folks that are usually out there making a lot of great music with a band, they're going to be doing stuff individually to show off, or not show off, but to highlight their spotlight, their individual musical talents in an acoustic setting, which is very cool. And it shows another side of some of these local people that you might know and haven't seen this side of them. So that's going to be fun. You can put that on your calendar. Once again, that's the next Friday, the 29th at Vintage. And is there anything you guys want to... I know what I was going to ask you. Where can... is there a place where people can get a hold of your music, like on any of the... sure. Media outlets, the regular ones? Or
yeah, we have Cold Sweat CDs on iTunes. You have to search Cold Sweat After Hours Sessions, because that's the name of our EP. We got to check us out on Facebook and on YouTube and Spotify. And
yeah, yeah.
I think we got a Pandora channel. We got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, right on. And Stone Hearts, how about Stone Hearts? Is it...
We're going to be working on some stuff, but we don't have anything out currently.
They're brand new, hottest band on the scene, don't you know?
I haven't gotten an opportunity to see
them
yet.
Check them out. They got a lot of dates coming up.
Yeah, we're actually going to be playing up here at Pitt River.
When might that be?
That is, I have to check my calendar.
Okay. We
have a lot of dates in issue.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, I've seen that. You seen some of the dates that you have out further out in the year,
March 23rd and 24th.
Those are the ones I was thinking of.
Yep.
It was out in March.
That's
the
up here in
the
River Casino.
Yeah, so people, you can mark that down on your new 2018 calendar. And as well as performing at Vintage next week, along with Eddie Sadler and Demetra Jones and Mark Fries, is going to be the Dipshits and Mike Brown's California Country.
Members of those bands, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. And that's going to be a fun event. I don't know how you guys are going to squeeze that in 2.5 hours. That's gonna be 2.5 hours packed, good, great entertainment. Yeah,
it's going to be jam packed. That's right. I'll keep them moving.
Right? Yeah. As Eddie was stating earlier, you might want to show up early for that. It's going to start at 7:30. So,
show yeah. up and order some cocoa and yeah. bunker down for the evening.
Yeah, so cocoa, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
have is there cocoa at the wine bar? Yeah,
yeah, it's a wine bar and restaurant. Mm-hmm. One of
yeah,
my favorites.
It is. Yeah. Great food there. That's right. And the folks that run the program there, you can drop their names. You,
Janice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great supporters of local music. They have had some great musicians in the past, as well as next Friday, 29th.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And, gosh, we got about 15 minutes left. Hours just zooming by.
We passed two more songs.
Two more or one Grateful Dead song.
No, Mark, no.
And Mark, the Doors, they got a couple long ones, too.
He loves the Dead,
that's
too.
True. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Okay, guys, take away whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Dark side's coming now, nothing is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Mm-mm. Out of her shadows, you walk like a dream. Made me feel crazy, made me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save you from her love that's blind. Slip through the dark side, you cross that line. Dark side's coming now, nothing is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of her shadows, she walk like a dream. Made me feel crazy, made me feel so mean. Mm-mm. Nothing gonna save you from a love that's blind. Slip through the dark side, you cross that line.
Come on, Mark.
Dead stupid cyberpunks, fed up killer geek, gigabyte meth freaks, home alone, a world of their own, up all night in the thick of the fight, fantasy combat veteran psychos, removed from reality by silicone diodes, seen enough. We got overfed talking heads on television, ignoring the obvious with pained expressions. Stop the ones that sell the damn gun by the truckload every day, fast as they can make them. Got all the answers, ain't got a lick of sense. Practicing psychiatry without a license, ain't just seen enough. Dark side's coming now, nothing is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Mm-mm. Out of her shadows, you walk like a dream. Made me feel crazy, made me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save you from a love that's blind. Slip through the dark side, you cross that line.
Hey, Eddie, who composed that song?
Well, that is, I don't know.
Okay,
I think that some of that is Joni Mitchell, some of that is me, and some of that is Sean Cafferty in the Beaver Brown Band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was named after Eddie and the Cruisers.
Nice.
Yeah, right. So it's a song that I've always done, but when I moved here a few years ago, I put a little 12-bar thing on it, 1/4-5 thing, not a 12-bar. And I stuck with it.
Oh, that's great. I love some of those lyrics. That is just, yeah, that's a little social attitude adjustment.
That's like
song
a
there.
Nine. That comes from like a 9-minute Joni Mitchell deal.
Yeah, yeah. I know, Dimitri, you had a Christmas song that you might want to do. Are we ready for that? Or do you want to do another song? Or?
Sure. We can do that.
Okay, you're just so ready to roll there. I like that.
We threw this little Christmas tune together for you today, so we'll see how it goes.
Feel free to sing along, Eddie.
No. I gotta get somebody in here to do videos of this. This is so fun.
It's comic relief.
Yes. Your friends and family out there singing along with you. That was pretty good. Thanks for joining in, folks. And thanks for bringing that little Christmas joy to our little KKRN studio. Hey, guess what? We got time for one more.
Okay.
And I want to once again thank everybody for coming up today and letting us know about the acoustic fireside sessions next Friday at the Vintage Wine Bar. And you can check out all these musicians. Dimitra, you have a Facebook page as well as Eddie and Mark. Are you also one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Okay, then, yeah, that makes a unanimous in the studio.
Yep.
And you can find out about their music and get a hold of them at there and learn where their next gigs are coming up. You know, before we fade out here, I want to let you each take and have the opportunity to say hello to anybody you want to and wish anybody a Merry Christmas personally. So, Mr. Eddie, we'll start with you.
I don't know, people. I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
All right, that's a great start, yeah.
I would agree with that. Just all of our friends and family and everyone listening, you know, just all the joy of the holidays.
Yeah, Mark?
Absolutely. I second and third those remarks. And hi, Mom. Merry Christmas.
All right, yeah. And I'd like to add my sentiments too to all my KKRN friends and family and all you musicians out there that have made Locomotion a success for the past couple of years. I'm looking forward to 2018 and having more of you up. It's great fun for myself as well as our community. Gives our local musicians just a little extra voice out there. And And I know that not everybody can listen to this program when it's airing live. So I'll let you know that I do archive the programs, and I will put them up on the KKRN website. You just go to kkrn.org, scroll about halfway down the page, and you'll find our program matrix. You find Locomotion on Friday afternoons. Click on that, and it'll take you to this program as well as some of our past archive programs. And let's go out with a little music today, huh, folks? And we're going to... Geezer Rock's coming up after Locomotion with Shane, so we're going to go out just listening into these to Mark Fries and Eddie Sadler and Demetra Jones. And Merry Christmas and to all of you out there.
Well,
well. Yeah.
Winds of change, fiery red, burn my back just like sin. And I can try to hold it down, but I can't stand on such shaky ground. My head it aches, and oh, how it spins. Pull me through. Drums and bass, they set the mood. And I can try to hold it down, but I can't stand on such shaky ground. My head it aches, and oh how it spins. I can't help the shape I'm in. I'm on shaky ground. Change, fiery red, burn my back just like sin. And I can try to hold it down, but I can't stand on such shaky ground. My head it aches, and oh how it spins. I can't help shape I'm in, I'm on shaky ground.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
Appreciate it, bud.
Okay. Geezer Rock, coming up next.